Ray, I missed Almendon's run in Melbourne yesterday, but see its prices blown out for the Caulfield Cup. Was it a bad run? Thanks, Rob at Seven Hills.
Pass mark, carried 60, does drop, what, 4 in the Melbourne Cup.
Mm.
Pass mark.
Pass mark. Mm. Okay, well, that's not going to be music to the ears of our next guest because he's on Almendon, albeit at $15. Thanks very much for the man
overs.
Of league.
Yeah.
Got down to $6, now out to $7. So get Zorb's thoughts on that. And, of course, what's happening in the world of rugby league right now. G'day, Zorb.
Morning, boys. Yeah, disappointed in Almendon yesterday. I was dying to hear what Ray thought of it. And I'm pass mark. Well, he's a hard marker, so I'll cop that. But very disappointing. I expected a better run than that.
Don't give up, Zorb.
No,
seen this often
up.
With
I'm,
Lloyd Williams yeah. stayers. They can produce an indifferent run at some stage of their prep, but come grand final day, so to speak, Zorb, they are right on the mark. Speaking of grand final,
yep.
I know you said 13 plus the Storm last week. You're 100% right, but that was clinical. That was just a brilliant football team doing what they do best, Zorb.
Yeah, well, when you look at, you know, their defence during the year was just outstanding. For the second year running, they had the stingiest defence in the comp. They conceded an average of 13.5 games per game throughout the season, and then they conceded just 22 points in 3 games in the finals. They're just an outstanding football side, well coached, with one of the greatest players in the world leading them. Probably is the greatest player, maybe one of the greatest players of all time. And I just hope that the NRL can take the initiative with some things. And I know I said it earlier on in the year, but he's going to be an immortal. Make him an immortal while he's still playing, and let the fans around Australia enjoy him and have a sense of history. He was the best on the ground in the grand final by a long, long way. I don't know what the Aussie selectors were doing. Billy Slater had a great game, but Cameron Smith was just simply outstanding. The runaway man of the match, should have got it. It was the year of Melbourne, the year of Craig Mellaby. What else can we say about them?
So, hang on, let's clarify. So, you want Jonathan Thurston named an immortal straight away, and you want Cameron Smith as well?
Yep, both of them.
Okay.
Don't rate them both.
All right. Well, I'd do Thurston for next year and then Smith the year after, because he'll still be playing in 2019, Cameron Smith.
He may be, but why not take the initiative and do something positive? I mean, they're going to both be immortals. Why do we have to wait until, you know, Thurston's beard grows grey and Cameron Smith starts putting on weight? Let's enjoy them while they're here and while at the peak of their game and showcase them. I mean, they're absolutely sensational players. They're going to be immortals. Celebrate them. I mean, they own the immortal tag now, the NRL. They
That's right.
It. Do something with it.
Mate, you're preaching to the converted here. I totally agree with you, Zorb. I think that would be an outstanding piece of an initiative from the National Rugby League. And we go a step further. If we look at the success now of the Pacific Tests and what they've become, and by extension what we've seen from Jason Taumalolo and Andrew Fifita over the last week, those games, the Pacific Tests, only came about because the league needed to fill a slot on Fox League of Saturday night games. That's the only reason they came about. And now look at what they've done to the code.
Well, what they've done to the code, they've turned it upside down in New Zealand. I do a segment regularly on Radio Sport in New Zealand, and wow, they are filthy. They're coming out now, and everybody is into Jason Taumalolo, Benji Marshall, Adam Blair, all into Taumalolo. At least Taumalolo told New Zealand before the side was announced, albeit just a few days. But there seems to be a real rebellion in New Zealand against David Kidwell for the dropping of those players for the cocaine issue in Canberra after the Canberra test earlier this year. And New Zealand aren't happy. I think the Taumalolo and Fifita cases are different. I thought Taumalolo is, he came out at least. Fifita was picked in the Australian side and looked like he accepted that and then rang Mal Meninga and withdrew.
Yeah.
Maybe he did it because Taumalolo did it. I don't know, but they seem to be different. As far as I'm concerned, I am for players playing for their country of heritage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Taumalolo's parents are both Tongan. And I agree with that they should be playing for the Minnow Nations if they want to. I think it's great. I mean, I went away with Italy in the last World Cup, and I saw close up what it meant, and these folks were on 20 pounds a day over in England. So, you know, the Australians, the New Zealanders and the Kiwis, or the English players will be well paid into the thousands for their games. These Minnow Nations will be lucky to get by with a feed and enough for a for a few drinks during the day, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
I'm all for them playing for their countries. I don't see the criticism. I'm looking forward to Fiji with Jared Hayne playing for them. I'm looking forward to Italy with James Tedesco and others playing there. I'm looking forward to Lebanon. Tonga versus New Zealand coming up in Hamilton
Big
next month. That will be a war. New Zealand will rock for that. It will be sensational. I'm looking forward to seeing how Wayne Bennett will go in charge of England. He's been ordinary so far. He's made no difference. I understand there's a groundswell against him forming in England. Just incidentally, Leeds Rhinos 24 beat Castleford 6. I know you would have reported that, but Danny Maguire and Rob Burrow going out in style for the Leeds Rhinos. Maguire, 2 second-half tries and man of the match.
Hey, Zorb, we spoke about the Kangaroo selection early with Jimmy, but what's your thoughts? Because it looks a terrific squad, a really good blend of experience and youth coming through.
Oh, I'm excited about that. I like the look of, you know, Regal Campbell-Gillard. I think he's a sensational young forward. I think he will step up. Tom Trbojevic, he's the future. I think Mel Meninga and the selectors have done a good job in bringing some players in that we're going to see in the green and gold for a long time. And you know, they're going to learn so much from Cooper Cronk and Billy Slater and the other veterans in the Australian side.
Mm. Hey, back to Andrew Fifita. When it comes time to select the New South Wales side next year, do we look at that? Do we look at Andrew Fifita differently?
I don't think we can, but I must admit, I think he's rocks or diamonds anyway.
Yes,
And for my mind, it'll depend on his form. If he's good enough when he's playing for the Sharks in the lead up to the State of Origin, we'll put him in. If he's not, well, don't. But I don't think they should wear a mark on them for what they've done. I mean, they're really not doing it. They're not playing for money.
No, that's right.
You can't criticise them for that. They're playing for their heritage, and that's a strong thing. I mean, I think that most of them should be applauded. How they did it could be questioned, and that's up to the individual. But I've got no qualms about that. I think the whinging that's going on now comes back to proper planning. I mean, what was Kidwell doing? Not talking to the likes of Taumalolo in the lead-up. Surely. Mm. A couple of phone calls a week to keep them involved. If he hasn't done that, then his job's on the line anyway. If he doesn't succeed in this World Cup, and I don't think he can, the society's got, it's say goodnight.
Well, the other thing is, you know, we read all about the crackdown on the, you know, with the Kiwis, with their behaviour, and they'll be told in no uncertain terms. What was happening in Canberra? Why were Kiwi players out at 5 o'clock?
You're absolutely right, Jimmy.
It wouldn't have happened at the Melbourne Storm.
No, that's shutting the stable door after the horse has bolted.
Correct.
Absolutely. I mean, bring all this into place now. I mean, it's too late. I mean, Taumalolo's played 10 tests for New Zealand. He's only played 3 times for Tonga. It only comes around every now and then for them.
Yeah.
As I said, you know, and they're I mean, Adam Blair has really come out strongly today and blasted Taumalolo. Well, good luck, Adam Blair, with your cheap shots when you play Taumalolo in Hamilton, because you'll be hitting the brick wall, mate, and he won't care.
Yeah.
It'll be a cracker.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. Well, there's any number of games. Tonga Samoa. Like, you got to book yourself in for that one as well.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And those Minnow Nation games will attract crowds. I mean, we've got to remember now that we've got second, third generation Tongans, Samoans, Fijians living in the west of Sydney, in the outskirts of Brisbane and in Townsville. They will rock, and they love their rugby league.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then you've got PNG, the Kumuls, who, you know, love their game. They got whacked in Sydney last weekend, but they'll bounce back. I think it's exciting. I applaud Andrew Hill and the job he's done. I think he's done a fantastic job in the lead-up. I'm looking forward to it. There's so many questions and answers that we're looking for. And I heard you say before, what are we going to do in summer with a cricket? Pretty boring at the moment, the way we're going.
Beaten again overnight.
Into the league right up until the end of November.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. And we can't let you go without saying, well done, Holden Cup side.
Yeah,
were they good? They played with a ton of courage. And, they never gave up. We knew Parramatta would be bigger than them and that they'd lead, but would they hit the brick wall? Well, they virtually did, didn't they?
Mm. Very good. Well done, Zorb.
Very happy and great job.
Yeah, well done. Well done, Wayne Lampkin and all the team there with the Manly Holden Cup side.
Well, coming from last to first was a great effort in 12 months. And just like we won the last grand final at the cricket ground, we've won the last Holden Cup. So Manly keep adding to the history in their club.
Oh, here we go. We nearly got through. But anyway, good on you, Zorb. We appreciate that.